a very serious situation because, to start with, Yemen is a difficult country in relation to water scarcity and oil scarcity and general problems of the human development. I mean, it's a developing country. It's the poorest country in the Arab region. 13 million don't have an adequate food, and 6 million people are food insecure.
So what it is like extreme rationing of the available food.
Yes. I mean, first of all, because of the siege, the international community, they are not able to deliver it. For instance, they are not able to deliver it from the seaside because the Saudis, according to reports, I don't know, I wouldn't make any any blaming on some countries, but they don't allow any kind of food aid. And also sending the food from air is problematic because of the conflict. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, 53 degrees right now in Yemen, and no water.
We're talking about 53 degrees Celsius, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So very, very
hot situation.
Which is
around 125 Fahrenheit. Mm-hmm. Think about it.
You used very powerful words recently. You said that there's a deliberate starving of civilians. What message are you hoping to bring to the international community?
Well, of course, in this kind of situation that already a country has not enough resilience, keeping the food and water and oil outside of the civilians' access creates a war crime. The responsibility is very important for governments to give enough access to civilians to survive. So there are a serious kind of violations of the humanitarian law and the human rights law. So who would be the responsible? Of course, government will be the responsible. The rebels would be the responsible, and also external powers that they are bombing outside. They are responsible. They have to keep the civilians in a way that they will be able to access immediate survival type of food and water. If this is not the case, it's a crime. It's a criminal activity that they have to be responsible.
Now, the Middle East right now is going through a very rough period. The Syrian crisis, the rise of terrorism throughout the region. Do you think that Yemen is getting enough attention in the media? Do you think that enough people know how dire the situation is there?
That is my point. I think maybe only the people, WFP, FAO, United Nations General Assembly, maybe have some attention, but certainly not compared to Syrian cases. That's why it's an important right now to sort of raise consciousness. That would be a serious problem. Another serious problem that we cannot really avoid more spillover to the rest of the Middle East already is in terrible shape.
You were appointed in 2014 to this position of Special Rapporteur on the Right to Food by the UN Human Rights Council. Would you say that up till now in this position, this is the most serious crisis that you have seen?
Well, Syria also has in trouble, but the difference between Yemen and Syria is Yemen is already a very poor country. They already have a food crisis. For instance, when I started the special rapporteurship position, going to the mission trip, Yemen was in almost number one in my list. They are not self-sufficient. 80% of food comes from outside. That is kind of recipe to big problem in relation to food security.